back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran Show, and welcoming into the studio one of our great partners, Fifth Third Bank. Eric Smith is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Fifth Third Bank Chicago. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks
nice to see
for
you.
Having us.
When did you start in banking?
I started my career in banking right after undergraduate school in 1991.
What was your first job?
It was as an analyst at Merrill Lynch and Public Finance covering hospitals.
That seems like a pretty good first job.
It was.
And now you're running a large chunk of this enterprise, and Fifth Third Bank is how big now?
We are $30 billion in assets, and we'll have over 200 branches across the Chicagoland area. We'll become the second largest bank here in Chicago with over 3,000 employees.
And for people that don't know where Fifth Third came from, the name?
Well, it came from the merger of Fifth Bank and Third Bank over 160 years ago in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Right. Can you imagine that? The bank in Cincinnati is now the second biggest bank in the country. That's a pretty good story.
Yeah, it's pretty. That is. You mentioned that you, after your undergrad, did you go right to your MBA?
No, I worked for 2 years on Wall Street first.
And then he went to Harvard, Steve, for the MBA.
Well, so far our stories are very similar. Right. Eric, you have kids?
I have two beautiful daughters, 17 and 18. My oldest daughter just came home from her first year of college at Spelman in Atlanta.
Oh. Wow, great. What's she going to do? Does she know?
Well, surprisingly, she's going to do an internship in investment banking at William Blair this summer.
So do you find yourself having difficulty holding back with providing the advice because you know she's got to find out stuff on her own?
I have made a conscious decision not to provide a lot of advice because if you tell kids to go left, they'll automatically go right.
Right, right.
Did she come by financial interest on her own or did you steer her in that? Because women in finance is really needed and important.
She actually came by that a little bit on her own. My wife actually attended Spelman College and was an econ major, and so she's following in her mom's footsteps by being an econ major. But I think she naturally kind of enjoys it, and we're really proud of her.
No kidding. Yeah. What's your wife do now?
My wife runs community affairs for AbbVie, and she enjoys her role of giving back to the community. And she took some time off after graduate school.
Sure.
We met there, and she enjoys being a mom and a working mom at that.
Yeah, you're a real family of slouches, I guess. You know, you guys get pitched a lot of ideas and things to partner with. Why did you decide to back Mike Vedra?
Well, we really believe that companies are only as strong as the communities that they serve, and I think Bike the Drive is such a unique opportunity to bring people from all different communities across Chicago together for a really fun and unique experience.
Right. And also joining us in studio to talk about Bike the Drive is one of the great smiles I think we've seen in the studio in quite some
time.
We've
got Claire McDermott from Active Transportation Alliance.
And tell us what Active Transportation Alliance is.
We are an advocacy organization. We work to improve conditions for people to ride bikes, walk, or use public transit.
And how'd you get in that business?
I was a avid bike commuter. I used to work down in the Leo Burnett building for those guys and started...
Because we have too many cars. More bikes,
too
less
many cars. Too many cars,
yeah.
So, yeah, and, you know, I really loved cycling to work and thought, geez, how can I do this for a living and kind of try and find a good organization that did this type of work and came across Active Transportation Alliance, and here we are.
And what's a typical client for you, for Active Transportation Alliance? Like someone who struggles with walking or...
Oh, it really runs the gamut. One of our biggest sort of achievements over the past 30 years. We say it's the long game, but obviously we now have this beautiful separated lakefront trail.
Yep.
So that was a huge project for us. We're very happy to see that come to completion and obviously the flyover that we have. But then, of course, we also do a lot with public transit. So the Loop Link is another project that we were so happy to see come together.
It's funny that he mentioned, she mentioned that bike path the mayor was in just the other day, mm-hmm. and he was talking. He had just written because he's going to ride around Lake Michigan, and so he did 27 miles before he came in here. And he said,
because he's annoying like that,
he can't believe we got by without having that path. He just can't, you know, now that it's done, he can't imagine that we ever didn't.
Well, you drive up Lakeshore Drive on a nice day, and it looks like, you know, Michigan Avenue in the summertime because there's that many people running. We need more active space for people to be active.
Exactly. And places where people feel comfortable, too, to ride bikes certainly is very important. So, you know, we're just really excited to be here, obviously, with Fifth Third. And their support of our event really helps to make our work possible. So we're very grateful.
This handsome devil over here, Dave Ennett. He is doing Bike the Drive again this year. How many years have you done this?
This is just my second time.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I was out of town last year for a wedding on Memorial Day weekend, and I was really disappointed because it's such a fun event, and I didn't know what to expect the first time I did it, but it's just a great way to see the city. And I'm not somebody who bikes all the time, but I can't stress enough what a fun event it is. And the thing I think, Claire, that you mentioned is that it's not a race, because people have this idea, well, I got to be one of the guys in breaking away, and it's not like that. It's
for fun.
Now, there are people who take it pretty seriously.
Dave Ennett, the most competitive person on the planet.
Right.
You know. I'm not racing.
He also dropped his phone the last time he did
that. Well, I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Well, the weird part is that, and I've not done it, but I've been on Lakeshore Drive when it shut down. Lakeshore Drive closed down is so weird.
Yeah.
It's like you just went, okay, it's my city. I own it. Now let's get my bike and let's roll.
It's a beautiful experience. You know, the birds are chirping. It's so quiet, so you can really hear the waves lapping.
Right.
And, of course, with the backdrop of the skyline, it's just a beautiful morning.
You know what? Since we're talking about it, I'm going to give away a pair of registrations to the Fifth Third Bank Bike the Drive. Fifth Third Bank Bike the Drive. It only happens once a year on Sunday, May 26th. You can cycle on a car-free Lakeshore Drive. Then come to the Post Ride Festival in Butler Field. Go to 53bikethedrive.org and use code 53SAVE3 to get $3 off your registration. But the seventh caller is going to get a pair of registrations now.
All right, a couple of minutes left for these guys when we come back.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle.
All right, stand by, because Dave is going to give you tips on how to bike the drive. Greet your gears and stuff.
Good to know.
Eric Smith, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, Fifth Third Bank Chicago. And we are the Blackhawks flagship. And you guys, of course, have the Fifth Third Arena, which, have you gone over there much?
I did. We had a grand opening just last week. And
that's ridiculous.
It's a beautiful facility. One of the things that's really, you know, exciting about it is that we get to use it for community outreach, activities with kids, in addition to supporting our iconic Blackhawks team.
Yeah, I know you know this, but you'll find the Blackhawks are great partners.
Yes.
And there's a real commitment
absolutely
to the West Side in particular. I mean, kids have never even be exposed to hockey.
Yeah,
I know that that part of the place is cool, the rinks and, you know, the training facility and all that, but the kitchen is the most amazing kitchen I've ever seen. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Well, you got to feed a bunch of Canadians.
Yeah,
right. Claire McDermott's here from the Active Transportation Alliance. You got a website you want to plug?
Of course.
What is it?
53bikethedrive.org.
Okay, and it links up with Active Transportation Alliance as well?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, so what do we need to know? What do we need to know? For instance, this is your first bike to drive, right?
Yes.
All right. So
he said he's dusting off a bike. He doesn't ride the bike every single day, so he's in the same position as a lot of people that are going to do it.
Yeah, and Eric's in great shape, but we can't have him hurt. He's too big a muckety-muck.
I'm not worried about Eric. I think he's going to be just fine. It starts, I think, Claire, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the drive is shut down at 5:30 in the morning.
That's correct. We kick off at 5:30.
Look at that. Fifth Third, 5:30. Look what you did there.
See what we did there.
Yeah,
perfect.
It's incredible, yeah.
We recommend, you know, getting on the drive no later than 7 a.m. to make the most time out there. You're all talking about having bikes, but if you don't have a bike, that's okay, too. We do have bike rentals available as well.
Are they the Divvy bikes?
You can do it on a Divvy bike.
Okay.
Yeah. But you have other bikes you'll rent as well.
We do have other bikes. We have a couple different rental partners that we work with here on the lakefront that we'll rent.
Bring your own helmet?
Bring your own helmet.
Okay.
Started last time in Grant Park, went south to the Museum of Science and Industry, turned around there, went back up north, and that route seemed to work for me. Now, it did get, probably will depend on the wind that morning, because that may determine which way you want to go first. But again, I just think it's a great way to get out, see the city, be outside. It's really, and then afterwards you have the big festival in Grant Park too.
Great festival down in Butler Field afterwards. We've got pancake breakfast. We've got a band. We've got a Revolution Brewing beer garden. You know, jump zone, courtesy of Fifth Third for the kids. So definitely a little bit of everything down
and
there.
And I think the festival is open to everybody, not just people that bike the drive.
Correct. Even if you're not registered, you can come down and enjoy the fest.
And they start closing the drive, what, around 10 o'clock or a little before that?
Yes. So that's why we really recommend getting out early. As we mentioned, definitely before 7 a.m. to make the most time.
What do you mean closing the drive?
Well,
the night before, you're talking about 10 o'clock?
No, when they start closing it to the bikers, when they start
closing to the bikers.
Allowing the cars back on.
Yeah, well, when you mix the cars up with the late bikers, that's how they learn.
That is.
You're definitely trying to avoid that.
Yeah. If you're on the path and you're like, ooh, I don't want to go all the way to the end to turn around, is there opportunities to not do the full biking?
Yes. So we say people can cycle as little or as much as they'd like. So we do have turnarounds around the course.
Well, Eric, I know you're excited about it.
I am. I hope that those that are listening will come out and join us for a fun family day.
Will your family be with you?
Absolutely.
Good. This is one of the mandatory family events.
It's all volunteerism.
He has a daughter that just came home from college. Honey, we're going to get you up at 4:30 in the morning.
On a weekend. That's great news. Well, congratulations to both of you. Thanks for everything you're doing with the Active Transportation Alliance. And when is it, Dave?
It is a week from Sunday. It is coming up on it's the 26th of May, and it starts at 5:30 in the morning.
Time scaling is guaranteed fabulous weather. Yeah,
thumbs up.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks again to everybody.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you guys for coming in.